Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really powerful idea, the significant role our words play in, well, shaping what we experience as reality. And this isn't just, you know, positive thinking in the abstract. We're digging into some specific source material to explore the practical side of things.
That's right. We've spent time with an episode from the Faith Beams GP podcast. It's called A Matter of Life and Death, How Your Words Shape Your Destiny.
Right.
And it presents a pretty compelling perspective on how our language influences things.
Yeah.
So our goal is to really understand its core arguments and, you know, how we might consciously use our words.
Exactly. So the big question for this deep dive is really based directly on the ideas from that podcast. How can being more aware, more intentional with our words actually impact our lives?
Yeah.
So whether you're facing like daily hurdles or reaching for big goals, or maybe you're just curious about language, we think this exploration will give you some genuinely useful insights.
Definitely.
Okay, so the podcast kicks off with a pretty fundamental concept about words, doesn't it?
It does. The core proposition is that our words aren't just neutral expressions. They argue words have a creative power.
Hmm.
It draws a direct parallel to the creation story in Genesis.
Right. It references Genesis 1.3. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. That specific verse, it uses this as a kind of foundational analogy. What was your initial take on that connection?
Well, what's fascinating there is the direct link being made between, you know, a divine act of creation through just speaking and our own potential.
Okay.
The podcast really emphasizes that since we're created in God's image, Genesis 1.26, we sort of inherit this capacity to bring things into being through what we say.
So it's not presented as just metaphorical thinking. It's like a core principle in their view.
Exactly.
And the podcast doesn't really shy away from the implications, does it? It states pretty clearly that our words are constantly releasing either life or death, blessing or cursing, breakthrough or bondage.
Yeah, no neutral ground.
No neutral ground at all in this view. It makes you think about the kind of weight of what we actually say day to day.
It really does. It totally reframes everyday conversations, doesn't it?
Yeah.
As acts with like tangible outcomes.
Yeah.
And that idea that there's no in between, it forces you to consider the potential impact of even, you know, seemingly casual remarks.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely raises the stakes of our daily communication.
And then they introduce this really vivid idea, words as seeds. Every word we speak is like planting something, something that will eventually grow and, you know, produce a harvest in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It even prompts you, the listener, to really consider the kind of harvest you might be cultivating right now just through your current speech pattern. It's a powerful image.
It is. It shifts the focus, doesn't it?
Yeah.
From just reacting to whatever's happening to us.
Right.
To actively shaping our future through what we say.
Yeah.
Our verbal expressions.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder about the sort of unseen influence of our daily language.
Yeah.
And this naturally leads into the next concept they explore, the law of confession.
Okay. The law of confession. Now, this was a term that might be new to some folks, maybe in this specific context.
Mm-hmm.
But the underlying idea felt, well, somewhat familiar. The podcast quotes Mark 11.23.
Right.
Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. What stood out to you there?
The emphasis on the verb say, it's so critical in their explanation.
Right.
The podcast specifically highlights that inner belief. Well, totally necessary.
Yeah, you need the belief.
Absolutely. But it needs to be expressed outwardly, through spoken words.
Ah.
It's not just about hoping or wishing for something. There's this requirement for a like a verbal declaration of that belief. You could have all the conviction in the world, but according to this principle, it needs to be voiced, spoken out.
The analogy they used really clicked for me on this one.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
They compared having faith without speaking it out to having a loaded gun without a trigger.
Ah, right. That one.
You've got the potential power all loaded up, but without that specific act of speaking, the trigger pull, it just stays there, dormant.
Exactly. The podcast argues that aligning our spoken words with our deepest beliefs is the mechanism. That's what actually releases that potential energy.
Okay.
And it takes it even a step further. It draws a direct connection between controlling our tongue and controlling our destiny.
Wow.
It's a pretty strong assertion about the power we hold just in our mouths.
It is. And it ties in really nicely with their next point, which is about consciously choosing the promise, you know, the desired outcome over just focusing on the problem itself. And I think that's something we can all relate to, right? That tendency to just dwell on what's going wrong.
Oh, absolutely. The podcast tackles this very human tendency head on. They use the well-known story of David and Goliath to really illustrate this.
Okay, yeah.
The contrast is stark. You have the Israelite army, who were clearly just fixated on Goliath's intimidating size.
Right, the giant problem.
Exactly. And then you have David's confident declaration.
Yeah.
Not about the giant, but about the power of, well, a higher authority.
Yeah.
It's really striking.
Absolutely. They were seeing the obstacle, the problem, and probably speaking about their fear, their doubt.
You'd imagine so.
Whereas David, and the podcast highlights this with that powerful quote, you know, you come to me with a sword and a spear.
But I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty.
Yeah. He was vocalizing a completely different reality. One, based on his faith, his conviction, not the visible circumstances.
And the principle of magnification is so important here. The podcast explains that whatever we consistently focus on and crucially speak about,
right,
it tends to amplify in our experience. It gets bigger.
Okay.
So if we keep voicing our fears, our doubts, those feelings, and potentially those outcomes can become magnified, inflated.
But the flip side.
Conversely, focusing on and speaking about positive expectations about the promise can have a corresponding effect. Well, it's about where we consciously direct our verbal energy and attention.
So the active choice, as the podcast emphasizes, is to intentionally choose to magnify the positive.
Yeah.
The promise of a better situation, faith in a good outcome, belief in a greater power at work. It really underscores this idea that our words can literally direct our focus.
Which leads us very nicely into the practical stuff.
Huh?
The strategies the podcast offers for actually gaining more conscious control over our tongue.
Good, yeah. Because it's helpful that they don't just leave us with these big ideas.
All right, abstract concepts.
Does it provide concrete steps we can actually try to implement in our lives?
Exactly.
Okay, so the first practical step mentioned is to feed your heart with the word daily. They reference Luke 6.45, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the input, isn't it?
Yeah.
This really highlights the importance of our mental or emotional diet, so to speak. What we consistently expose our minds to that's naturally going to shape our thoughts.
And then what comes out.
And consequently, the words we speak. It's about cultivating an internal environment that naturally fosters positive, faith-filled expressions.
Then they suggest actually writing down daily declarations based on scripture.
Yes, getting specific.
And they give examples like, I am the head, not the tail, or I am blessed and highly favored. These are tangible, positive statements rooted in their source. What do you think the benefit is of physically writing them down?
Well, the act of writing, it adds a different layer. It's more intentional, right?
Okay.
It reinforces the message in a way that's different from just thinking it or even saying it aloud sometimes. It's more deliberate engagement with the affirmation.
Makes sense.
Making it more likely to stick in our minds and it influence our, you know, subsequent thoughts and words.
Another really straightforward suggestion, but maybe harder to do in the moment, is to simply pause just for a moment before speaking and ask yourself, is what I'm about to say lining up with the positive outcomes I desire? Or, you know, with God's promises, as they frame it.
That's a great filter.
Yeah.
A real-time filter.
It encourages a much more mindful approach to communication, doesn't it? Prompting us to evaluate the potential impact of our words before they even leave our mouths.
Instead of just reacting.
Exactly. Shifting from reactive speech to a more considered, intentional use of language.
The podcast also emphasizes the role of our community, our environment.
Ah, yes, the people around us.
Suggesting we surround yourself with faith talkers. Pointing out that belief, positivity, it can be contagious.
That makes a lot of sense. We all know how easily negativity can spread.
Oh, yeah.
So the people we spend time with, the types of conversations we regularly engage in, they can either reinforce a positive, hopeful outlook or, well, contribute to negativity and doubt.
It highlights the power of social influence on how we talk, for sure.
Oh, for now.
And finally, they advise us to correct yourself immediately. Catch it quick.
Yeah. If you happen to speak doubt or negativity, maybe out of habit, consciously counteract it right away with a declaration of faith or a positive affirmation.
It seems like a really practical way to start retraining those verbal reflexes, like building a new muscle.
Yeah.
It's about actively interrupting those negative patterns of speech, the old habits, and consciously replacing them with positive affirmations. And that consistent practice, that self-correction, can help rewire our habitual verbal responses over time.
The podcast even shares a sort of daily affirmation to carry with you. It's quite concise.
What was that one?
My words build, not break. My words heal, not harm. My words open doors, not close them.
Oh, that's good. That's memorable.
Yeah, really sums it up.
It really does encapsulate the core principles they've been discussing, doesn't it? It provides a memorable and actionable mantra for more intentional, more constructive communication.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it's pretty clear that the Faith Beams GP podcast presents a very compelling perspective, this potential for consciously using our words to actually shape our lives.
It really emphasizes this idea that our future isn't necessarily just, you know, fixed or random,
you're right,
but rather something that's deeply connected to our daily declarations, the language we consistently use. That idea they floated, breakthrough is voice activated.
Yeah, that phrase sticks.
It's quite thought-provoking, isn't it?
It really is. It suggests that the power to influence our circumstances might reside much more in our own spoken words than we often acknowledge, maybe more than we're comfortable acknowledging sometimes.
Possibly.
So here's something to really consider for you listening, thinking about this whole deep dive about the power locked up in our words. What specific area of your life?
Yeah, make it personal.
Exactly. Maybe it's your relationships, your marriage, your kids. Maybe it's your health, your business, your dreams. What specific area will you consciously choose to speak life and positivity over starting right now?
It's an active choice.
It really seems like, based on the source, we've all been given a powerful tool to work with. The question is, will we use it intentionally?